You should have a motion to accept it. I'd like them, someone want to present a motion?
Motion to accept the report.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Any against, say nay. So moved. Next item of business, committee reports. The first committee report is the outreach committee. That's where I think.
I'd like to present a summary because I'm also a volunteer of the.
I can't hear.
Everybody, and then you also can talk about the town hall meeting.
Yes, I want to do a summary of the event. I'm going to do a summary for the event that took place last month of our town hall meeting. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Are you going to give the summary?
Would
you ask it out in paper?
No, he's going to.
Yeah. All right, pass it out. We do have some reports that need to be passed out.
And you'll verbal it?
That one's about, I'm going to go out.
And are you going to verbal that in front of them?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll start when you.
So we're passing out this report from the outreach committee. Once it's in front of you, Omar will give a brief summary of the report.
Sure.
Now, our original scheduled time to end is 4 o'clock at 3:55. We're going to note that if we need to extend the meeting, someone's going to have to make a motion.
Could you?
Motion to extend 15 minutes.
There's a motion on the floor to extend the meeting by 15 minutes. Would someone like to second it?
Second.
A second?
What?
All in favor of extending this meeting 15 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any against extending this meeting 15 minutes, say nay.
Nay.
One nay. We call for a hand vote. Are we comfortable with that?
Oh, please.
Chuck Anderson, do you have a question?
Yeah, I want to make a comment on the town hall meeting.
Until we get the report, we'll wait until after. Yeah, we're going to give a summary of the town hall meeting. Okay, everyone's got their report from the outreach committee. Omar, you have the floor if you can.
Okay, I want to introduce myself. My name is Omar Bidez. I took part, I'm a volunteer for the, I'm part of the unpaid staff union as well, and we pretty much have a very successful event at the town hall meeting. So I want to give out many respects to everybody that was there. The attendance was 180 people of all ages and all ethnic backgrounds. This was very well attended. And we had copies of programs as well as range of a presentation discussing of our station, KPFK, as well as the history of Pacifica and the government. And we had speakers, prominent speakers, such as Cynthia McKinley and Miguel Tinkerbell, connecting with the board. We can connect their world news as well as local customers.
Speaking, everyone needs to be respectful.
And plus, there was also participationship of listeners that was there. And it was, it lasted for 2 hours. And every individual that came and shared their concerns and comments came out pretty well. And plus, we had translation because it's a bilingual setting as well, the Spanish language translation as well. And there's a few points that I need to mention. One is that we had the opportunity to meet with the manager, but unfortunately, the representative of the management didn't show up. And we also had the LSD chair, Dutch, call in and regard that he wasn't able to make it. And the location was took place at the SEIU Union Hall. It was an excellent location. It was pretty easy for bus transportation as well as subway, as the red line. The parking was very efficient, and the room was big enough to have 500 people. And we had food. And also, it was acceptable for people with disabilities. And I probably say that the collaboration of the community was vital. It was was big and it was well represented. And I definitely want to thank the brothers and sisters of the SEIU Union for letting us use their hall. So thank you.
Here we have 6 minutes, so we'll get a lot of 10 minutes for this. Chuck Anderson, I'm sorry, first.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the outreach. The paid participation in the town hall, in the town hall meeting. And it was attended by 15 different organizations. And I have to comment that the management of KPFK absolutely boycotted the meeting. And I'd also like to comment that they refused to announce it on the radio until they were so directed by the LSB. Up until that point, they had refused to announce our meeting. And there was a telephone call from Jennifer to our main speaker asking him to cancel out the statement come. I would call it sabotage.
That's right.
So what happened...
That's right. So Chuck, that's 30 seconds in order to get all these opinions and we need to...
So thank you very much for the successful meeting.
Michael
Albert, man.
I just want to make sure that I have about 6 pages of a list of comments from that town hall, which I took no time of the DVD, and in the process of transcribing it, we sent it to the other speak, and hopefully it will go to the own page of the website.
Rodrigo, would you like
to... There are 42 listener comments from that town hall that are being transcribed.
Michael, thank you. Just to the chair. Rodrigo, you next.
Yeah, basically, there was a $111, you know, 88 cents, you know, surplus, you know, after the fairs were covered. I want to say, too, that there was a member from this board who sent a letter stating that the money that was raised there was deployed in a Chinese restaurant. That's a lie. You know, the money was raised there was to pay the ticket of chicken McKinney over some expenses. And we put some money of our own pocket, so it was that. And I think, you know, and I think, you know, people from this board gotta take seriously what they say, because they're affecting the credibility of the board members who put out this event.
Yeah. Envelope marked $111.88. That looks to be what is in here. Thank you very much for adding the proceeds of that toward the station from the LSP.
That was after example.
Kim Coffin.
I guess I would say that I don't know who was on the planning committee. It certainly wasn't a board planned event. And had it been a board planned event, all the money raised might have gone to KPFK. My understanding of the town hall meeting is to address the issues of our listeners and dialogue with them specifically, not have speakers talking about their own issues. And that any event endorsed by the LSB should be raising money for the state.
We're at 30 seconds. Are there any more questions for Omar? Summer?
Just comment on that, because I think we covered this last month. We just need better communication, so there's just full buy-in by the LSB early on to planning an event. We get full LSB support. Management cooperation announcements, well, we got to keep working on that. So, I mean, I just think for future networks, try to work collaboratively, because doing the work is fantastic, but we got to get everyone involved so there's full support.
Yeah, let me offer, I'm going to take one more question, then I'm going to offer it. Jennifer, you're here from the station. You were mentioned, I want to give you a chance to respond in just a second. I know John Parker has a question.
Just not a question. This is Sam. I just wanted to commend the efforts of the folks who planned this and had this. It's one of the few outreach things that has shown up at KPFK. So thanks for the report.
Jennifer, you, as a representative of station management, thank you for being here. Also, one of our board members has made mention of things that Chuck Anderson directed some remarks to you. I'm giving you 30 seconds if you feel compelled to respond, and you don't have to.
Go for it.
The station manager did not boycott or sabotage the event. This event came to our station during the week in planning. There were other commitments already ongoing at that point, so I could not attend. However, I could facilitate the production of this as best I could, rewriting the promo, recording the promo for this event so that it could be promoted to the public, because I do believe Town Halls are extremely important. And next time, it's my desire that the planners of this Town Hall get the station involved at the beginning of the planning process and not at the end.
Thank you very much. At this time, I've been handed results for two elections of PMA, so I think what we need to do is adjourn this LSB meeting and then thank you. I'm here from our parliamentarian, Michael Lillard.
So moved.
Thank you very much. Okay, 10 seconds left. All in favor of adjourning the meeting to get the PMB?
No, we will not. Just waste the time. To hear election results, you don't need to go to become a delegate.
Stop. John, I'm hearing from our parliamentarian. Very quickly, to adjourn. Any objections to adjourning and reconvening? You go to Sally's. Thank you. So move. Meeting adjourned. We're reconvening the meeting of the PMB directors and delegates, whichever term is appropriate here. Terry Goodman, we need a roll call for this. Terry says no, so I'll take it on his authority. Thank you. The results of the election, we'll start with our staff member, will be Rodrigo Argueta. You will serve the board well. Thank you very much. Next in line, alphabetically, will be Ken Aaron, listener member. Ken, I trust that you will serve the words of this body well and representatives of the PMB thoroughly. The next winning candidate, who will be our next PMB director, is Lydia Brazon. Confidence to you that you will represent us very well at the national level. And the final member that has won this election is Summer Reese. My understanding is we have no more business than that to do the PMB meeting, correct? Motion to adjourn by Jim Lafferty, second. Margie Murray, any objections? So move to reconvene a meeting of the local station board. Very efficient in this, aren't we? Reconvening the meeting of the local station board is 4:07 p.m. We had moved to meet. We had a 15-minute extension, which gives us about 8 minutes. Any other questions?
We moved to extend 15 minutes to 4:10.
No further remarks. Accept the motion to accept the report. Any seconds? Second. Thank you. Any objections to accepting the report? The outreach committee, without objection, motion moved. Motion carries. Next order of business and committee reports will be General Manager.
I have a question. Yes. Real quick, we have the sign-in sheet that can be passed out, and there was no sign-in sheet for the PD search committee, and I know that's one of the committees that the LSB should have, so is it coming up?
Yes.
Okay. For PD, not for General Manager.
Okay. Summer, request?
Well, for General, we still require to take 15 minutes additional in our listener comments. If you want me to do like a 5-minute report on GM, we give, I mean, how do you want to divvy that up? Because we're required to give them 15 more minutes. So.
Okay, Summer, raise.
No, we didn't.
We still don't know 15 minutes to our required time for the public comment.
and I assume the board may want to ask some questions, which is why I'm giving a report. So I'm looking at your hands. I'm just not making
this up. Just a quick question from the chair. From our race, we owe the public 15 minutes according to our bylaw obligation to speak. We have 11 minutes, like 25, 15 minutes. 15 minutes left of the entire meeting. Make a motion to accept the motion where you want.
I'd like to make a motion to extend another 15 minutes on top of 15 minutes so that our public is satisfied and board members are satisfied.
And second to that motion,
second.
Another 15. There's a second call for the vote. All in favor saying another 15 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone against say nay?
Nay.
Call for the hand vote. All in favor of spending 15 more minutes so that we can have the public comments. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 for extending. All against extending 15 minutes, please raise your hand high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 against. Do we need a supermajority for that?
Those that remain. Okay, remain.
Very good. So we did move to 10, 15 more minutes. The next item of business is adjournment.
Point of order. Did you give me those numbers? I don't think that's 2/3.
12 and 8.
12 and 8?
Yes. Thank you. And just a reminder, one thing we absolutely have to do before we turn this meeting is to set a date for another meeting. If we've got nothing else, we need to set a date for another meeting, yes.
We already did in a separate meeting, kind of in February. We set a date.
I have a question.
So,
February 9th.
I don't know. Thank you. Summer Reese will give a report. Folks, you should have your attention. Summer Reese is the chair of the General Manager Search Committee, which worked for a year and 2 months now. Okay. I've asked her to give a report on the status of finding a new general manager for the station.
Thank you. And I know this is all very controversial there, and I'm actually the co-chair. Jonathan Alexander, back at the office, was my co-chair all year, no longer a member of this board. For the board members, last night around 4 in the morning, or maybe 5, I'm not sure, because I haven't had any sleep yet, I sent out a two-page document to all of you, at least explaining a good part of what went on with the process. I'll share those things I think are okay to share with the public. I'm not going to share anything. You know, I've read a lot of labor law in the last couple of weeks. I still stand by things that I think are correct in terms of protecting confidentiality of prospective employees, which I think trumps a lot of other things because litigation is one of the things that's leading this place dry. But to just what we went through is the General Manager Search Committee was first configured. I would say it was, and I'd have to go back in minutes, either October or November of 2009. It was a very tail end of the year. We had board turnover last year. So in December, we had some board members who were on the General Manager Search Committee who were no longer members of the LSB, and new board members had been seated. We had not yet begun to review any resumes. In fact, ads had not even been placed by the Human Resources Department at that time, so there was nothing to review. It was my opinion, and seemed to be backed up by everyone I checked with, that like, it really would not be appropriate to have members on the General Manager Search Committee who were no longer members of the LSB. And since we had not begun the review process, no prejudice had attached to that review. We were not yet looking at any prospective employees. So I propose that we fill those vacancies with a new election for the vacancies, which is what we did. It took between 2 and 3 months to get that item on the agenda so we could actually have an election to fill the vacancies of the vacated board members. We did that, as I recall, in February or March of 2010. We were meeting during that time, the remaining board members, and working with the HR department to get ads placed. New board members were added to the General Manager Search Committee in either, as I said, February or March of 2010. March. You were there, right? You're one of them. Thank you. We went through a lot of battling, in all honesty, with the Human Resources Department over placing advertisements. We were told at the national board level that advertisements had been placed. We supplied a list from KPFK because I was very exhausted in the previous General Manager Search Committee, of which I was also co-chair with Ali Rexa, to get a wide, diverse range of advertising places. Because I'm of the opinion that you have to hire people that are competent and qualified for the position. position for which they're being hired, but you have to advertise in a broad range of places, like, you know, the Black Journalists Association, Native American. I mean, we really sought out many diverse types of organizations that were targeted to broadcast professionals, that we would have people who were qualified but weren't just coming out of the Los Angeles Times, which is really where HR was leaning at the time, you know, just the monster ads, you know? So, over the next few months, with lots of back and forth, the long and short of it is we passed resolutions at both the national board level and the local level, basically empowering KPFK to replace our own ads because we were not satisfied with the advertising that's conducted at the national level, which we did. And we proceeded, we worked with Jennifer, she placed paid ads, Jan and Margie placed free ads, we weeded out the places that no longer took ads, and we did that over a course of several months, which attenuated and elongated the process significantly. But because of that, we started getting a much more diverse and qualified batch resume today. So in my opinion, it was completely worth it, and I would do it every single time, even if you only got three qualified resumes from each one of those additional ad placements, most of which cost you like next to nothing. You know, the LA Times ad will cost you $800, and another one will cost you $20, and it's targeted to another demographic. So this is what we did. I doggedly pursued this to the annoyance of fellow committee members sometimes, but I felt it was really important. The end result of this is we received 129 resumes from all over the world, okay? I strove to be very fair, to be very broad and very inclusive, so that we would get people who were qualified but weren't just people down the street. And we did that. And it's a lot more work when you do that. It's a lot easier to take the first 20 resumes that come in and say, oh my gosh, these are the only people that applied to the job. I guess we'll pick these two. And that's what a lot of people do on a lot of these search committees. We did not do that. We exhausted ourselves. We met exhaustively the entire year on a regular basis. We had ratings. We developed ratings criteria, and I sent all this out to the board members, so there's more detail in there, but I'm not uncomfortable sharing any of this because it's all just process related. We developed rating criteria for different categories to try it, and it actually, friends, I would change that in the future. It was a little clunky. It was sort of like doing the number system. Do I give you a 1 or a 10 in that category? Yeah. Okay, you learn. There's a learning curve. It slowed us down in reviewing things, but it's okay because it was very thorough. Of all of those people, we then developed, and we, of course, at the beginning, we developed the entire job description. We vetted it through the HR department. It was also rather thorough and long. Then we had to do a short version of that, place ads on it. We did the ratings criteria to sort through the resumes. We ended up winnowing it down to 19. We conducted 19 telephone interviews, which is also a lot by most people's standards. We had approximately a 10-question with some subpart questionnaire that we developed to ask specific questions with very specific skill-related criteria to see that people have qualifications and appropriate skill set categories for what they are being hired for. And, passed that out in the committees where we felt satisfied that these were good questions that covered a broad range of issues that we needed to know about in a prospective manager. And we asked the same questions of all 19 candidates that we interviewed to make sure that everyone was getting the same interview and had the same opportunity to answer all these questions. And out of those 19 people, the final pool of candidates that we submitted to the executive director were 4 names. And I presented a couple of times to this board towards the end of where we were at, specifically at the October meeting when we met in Santa Monica at the library. I presented fully as to what we were doing. The only person who raised the issue was Leslie at the time, that she was concerned that we were not bringing it back to the board. There had been no discussion of bringing it back to the board in terms of a final decision when we were first empowered or elected to this. It was delegated to us. And one of the things that was a huge issue is in the previous general manager search committee, there were huge breaches of confidentiality, the kind that get you sued. People's names ended up on the internet, on indie media, as prospective candidates, with not necessarily flattering comments attached to their names. The types of things that definitely, definitely can get an organization sued. This was a huge issue. It was such a huge issue that we lost all of our power in the situation to select the general manager. We're not able to conduct any interviews the last time. The executive director at the time simply swooped in and took it away because, gee, you people can't be trusted because you had a breach straight up off of your LSB. Nobody wanted to see that happen again. So we were exhausted in the search to see that we had a fair pool. And at the October meeting, I presented that it was very likely that we would submit this directly up to the HR department and the executive director and that we would get further feedback from HR, this was acceptable from a legal perspective. And beyond being acceptable, it was the prudent legal thing to do from protecting the foundation from litigation. Bringing things, many boards create hiring committees. That's their job. That's what they do. They do the whole process. And you're protecting the confidentiality of prospective employees. Employees who may be damaged in their current employment if something negative appears about them on the internet. Employees, the people that may be damaged in future employment because some negative thing is stray out there. Things which definitely are legal liability issues for us. And we have a track record showing that we need to protect against these liabilities. At the October meeting, I presented that this was what we were most likely to do, depending on what feedback we got. My co-chair checked with HR on multiple occasions to make sure that this was an acceptable course of action. We received no objection at the October meeting, merely like to tell us what the decision is. No one put forward a motion saying, no, bring these results back. No, don't submit it up to the ED. We felt that there was literally no objection. There was quorum at that meeting, and not one person raised a motion to say, no, do not submit this to the executive director without coming back here to this board first. So that's the course of action we've taken. Those names were submitted to the executive director 2 months ago. Why we don't have a general manager, why interviews haven't been conducted, is beyond the work of the committee at this point. The work of the committee is fully concluded. We have submitted them to the executive director. So we at this point are waiting as much as the rest of everyone else to see what will happen with the interview process and who she will select. So all I can say is we really, really, in all honesty, put in a tremendous amount of energy to be fair, transparent, and to really have a good pool. So thank you. And I'll happily answer other questions, and Jonathan will also answer questions.
Thank you, Summer. I noticed, Fred, you've had your hand up for quite a while. I will allow you to speak as a member of the committee briefly first, and we'll try to allow questions from the board.
Okay, let me say, it's inherent in Summer's comment, although she neglected to say it, is the fact that there was every ethnic group that was represented, Native Americans, Latino, Latinas, African Americans, we had the West Asian, maybe even an East Asian, I don't recall the pool. But in terms of class, we can't determine class. In terms of sexual preference, orientation, as far as that was determined, it was open. So Summer didn't say that. But to preempt any questions of whether or not it touched every ethnicity possible, it did. And gender, and male, female, and that was covered too. So we tried to cover everything.
We tried to be very inclusive.
Do we now accept questions from the board? Fred Lunder, you've had your hand up quite a while.
I wasn't at the meeting. I was not at the meeting. No,
I remember.
It strikes me that it's very much the prerogative of the board, unless expressly delegated to the committee. I think we are on very, very tenuous ground here. I think this is a poster child of everything that we were trying to avoid in the training today. And that the board would not, under whatever commitment to confidentiality, be trusted, and that one group, largely of a certain persuasion of people who socialize more with each other than they do others, would proceed in this fashion. And that furthermore, that the executive director, as requested, to hold back, not to throw out the process, to provide visibility into both the process and, for goodness sake, to the least who those candidates are at this juncture, is both unethical, does not follow the process, and by ethical I mean the ethos of collegiality in the group. But lastly, and you speak a great deal of legality, I think this is very, very dangerous. Unless those prerogatives were expressly abrogated, I'm hearing that they were not. Is that correct?
Well, if I may,
I
respond? Because I don't like
being
called
on. We heard what Fred, through the chair, let me just clarify. We're going to set time limits. We've got to get through this.
Yeah.
We'll let you respond. Lamont can also. You want him to respond first because you're on the committee.
Or if I could just respond to this very briefly. A, I think it's a little disingenuous for a newly seated board, which was not here all of last year, to object to it when there were 18 or 19 members at the October meeting, any one of whom could have lodged an objection when we said this is how we are proceeding. Sorry? I don't believe it's actual at all. There was a full beyond quorum. The people that are raising objections predominantly are newly seated members who, in fact, have nothing to do with the process that was concluded before they were seated. And the legalities, I'm sorry, I've read up on this quite a lot. I feel fully the actions that were taken were appropriate. No objections were raised. I read the bylaws. It says this is a delegatable task. This is what a hiring committee may do. I have no problem with sharing the names. I have a little problem with the executive director taking so long to let us know where she's going next with the process, because there's a lack of communication, shall we say, between top-level management and the committees which do this work.
Okay, more questions.
Just one quickly to reinforce what Summer said. First, there should be no ex post facto reexamination of this. As a committee, we were elected by the full LSD board. We were given a specific charge. We followed that charge to the letter. We followed the charge and the bylaws as prescribed by the P&B. In order, when we got those dates, we made our decisions, we forwarded to them. So we are in compliance with what was determined by the board at that time, our local LSD as well as the national. If there is a quarrel, it ought to be perhaps directed toward the national P&B, because they're the ones still sitting on it. But John and Margie and others that are here. So the newcomers that have come now, while duly elected and welcome and certainly have a voice in this, to try to overturn what has been done already seems to be here.
So let the board know, so you have the track record, we're at 425, which gives us 15 minutes for public comment. I know this is a heated topic. Would someone like to make a motion to extend?
Okay.
15 minutes. If the motion extends, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. The motion is made by Jim Lafferty. All in favor of extending another 15 minutes? Say aye.
Aye.
Anyone against, say nay.
Nay.
Okay, we're taking a hand vote. All in favor of staying 15 minutes, raise your hand high. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All against extending 15 minutes, raise your hand high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion passes, extend 15 minutes. The next hand up, Jim Lafferty and Lydia had a hand at the same time.
Okay, we're in the queue. In the queue.
Okay. I'd like to ask a question. But was the LSB in executive session told the names of the candidates, or did you consider that?
Not at that time, and I have no problem with telling the LSB the names of the candidates in executive session. No, that was not at the time. We told them where we were at, which is we had interviewed 19 candidates.
Okay, well then I would just like to move so that we can also shorten this discussion, because I think the rest of it needs to be dealt with in executive session. But I would like to move that when the executive director has said once she gets better, she gets things done and so forth, that we have an executive session of the LSB where you can tell us the names of the candidates and we can have a concrete discussion. I don't think that we have ever, those of us that are on the board, have ever suggested overturning a whole process. That wasn't the issue. But it was being informed as an LSB. We bear the responsibility, and that's what we do.
I have no objection to that. That's never been an
issue. There's a motion on the floor.
We have an executive session when that date... Pending the date of Arlene's trip, that we absolutely have an executive session with her and the full LSB.
Do you have a time limit on that?
No, whatever. It's up to her.
Point of information?
I believe that the board and the members that were participating were duly elected. We performed as we were told to. We followed the bylaws. We made presented to the board in October that if they would like to know the names of the candidates, we gave them permission. I gave Leslie Bradford asked. And we said if you get permission, you can call our lead. They did not follow up on that. Furthermore, Arlene has now the power in her hands, and if we meet an executive session, that could be problematic. She may have already offered the job prior to our meeting in executive session, so I see a problem with that.
My understanding, Lydia, if you clarify this, that you are asking Arlene to pause and offering the job to somebody until we've had this executive session. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, because that was the understanding for this weekend.
She will not be meeting with anyone.
That she was going to, right, exactly, that she was going to come to our meeting, we were going to have that executive session discussion, and that then she was going to start the interviews. I'm simply saying now we're accommodating the fact that she became ill, and that we make that the next executive session.
So that she cannot hire anyone without having met the executive session first.
Yes.
Point of order.
We just need it to be
people have to speak in turn, and can't have double speaking if we're discussing this motion.
And point of order. I understand you've asked the outburst for a point of order.
Yes, I have the right to call the point of order.
I asked Lydia to clarify her motion. That's all. So we know. There was a second. There was a second. Jim, you were the second.
I'm also waiting to speak.
And so am I. I'm in the queue.
Well, we called for the vote before you.
I'd like to
hand Jim with an agenda.
Let me try to clarify this. I've practiced law for about 35 years, so I have a passing acquaintance as well with what constitutes a proper employment practice. In fact, I was a labor lawyer for much of my practice, so I'm well aware of that. I'm also well aware of what the bylaws say on the Pacifica Network. And I take umbrage at the notion that because I'm a new member of this board, I somehow don't have the right to feel responsible about how this board selects. Excuse me, don't wave fingers while I'm speaking, please. I take umbrage at the notion that as an elected member of this board, I somehow do not have the moral right or the legal duty, if you will, when it comes time to hiring the next general manager of the station of which I'm an elected member, to question the process by which that was done, and if I find it bluntly, likely or wrongly, suggest without being suggested that I have no right to do so, that we might want to visit whether that process was correct. Now, in point of fact, and I said this in a letter that I drafted and the nine other members of the board signed that I sent to Arlene, Michael Novick, who left early, drafted a similar letter that was signed by 9 or 10 members of the board. No. I'm going to go as long as the one who made the report did, and I'm certainly going to get a chance over it. I'm going to get a chance to address this. You don't start setting time limits when you don't like what you're hearing.
Yeah.
I'll extend Mr. Conda. I'm not running to get out of this room. I'm trying to do the job that I was elected to do. Now, the bylaw does not allow the task to be given to a subcommittee and that subcommittee not come back to the full board and report to the board what it has done.
Point of order, we have time limits.
They have not done that.
Point of order.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. But that's what I wasn't questioning the
bylaw.
To make a friendly amendment to Lydia's motion because I want to get my suggestion in there. The intent of this whole thing is to get at and to demonstrate the integrity of the process. And as a member of this committee, I believe that
the finalists were pretty darn good, and if they ever were to be identified to us, the board, this would be recognized.
Time. Pam Wenger, I'm sorry, I have to honor and Chuck Anderson.
30 seconds is all I got. I need to hear a warning. Give me a minute or two.
On my apologies, we're almost out of time for the entire meeting. I have to get off for a second.
It's helpful to know that in advance.
Reminder, we're giving 30 second comments.
Could I have 3 more seconds to make my amendment?
Please. 5 seconds.
I propose to amend your amendment such that we do this up in executive session, and additionally, if possible, we obtain releases from the finalists to release their identities to the public if they agree.
Thank you.
To the total public. So
that's too much.
I think that a motion to consider in executive session once we know what the conditions are of current employment candidates.
I can't hear.
That John Wenger's motion is a motion to be considered in executive session.
Which I would support in that context, but I first would be responsible not only the conditions of the individual employee.
Thank you. And Chuck, you were next up. Let's do this in order.
I say there's too much secrecy going on. I'm afraid you're going to split a Democratic Party candidate in like you have done so many times in the other positions. And I'd like to know why you eliminated 15 of the 19 candidates.
I'll take comment, so please answer that question.
If he gives me time to answer, I'll happily answer check.
I'll let
I'm waiting.
Find that, please, Honor.
Because that's what one does in the search process. 19 is considered an incredibly large pool to actually conduct 30 to 45 minute telephone interviews with each person. It is way in excess of what virtually any other search committee in the entire network ever does. I'm sorry, can I answer the question, please? Okay. We pick them based on legitimate criteria as if this were actually a foundation in an organization that requires people that have skill and experience for the job for which they are being hired. So they were eliminated based on objective criteria.
The next person that I saw was Kim Kaufman.
Neither Jim nor Fred actually stated anything that we did not go along with the bylaws. You said you think we have, but you have not stated anything. Well, you've had plenty of chances yet for one, and you never have. You neglected to do that.
Thank you, Kim. The next person.
I know. It's cold now.
Everyone to speak first. Thank you. Rodrigo has his hand up next.
What I want to say is that I was at the meeting in Santa Monica, and we didn't discuss and live, as you remember, because we discussed some of the issues, but I actually didn't see the name of the people who were chosen. We didn't have discussion on the statistics, what were the qualifications, we didn't discuss those issues. So I just want to make it that, as an MLSB member, I never got one name for those people who worked on
that.
We did not turn over names.
Earlier, I do have the rest of you on the staff. Yeah.
We are suffering from an interim PM appointment. This is a military act for the structure to try to gain control of personnel assignments. I completely object to it. This is dumb business. It's finished business. Anybody, if you go with this president, we can come back and challenge the last election. We can come back and challenge the election in his chair. We can challenge everything that's ever happened. It's dumb business. It's complete. And it was done in the last war.
Thank you very much. The next person in the queue is Ariana. I'm looking for him.
I wasn't there in the meeting in Santa Monica, but it's certain things I want to know. It's going to be about the general manager. How do you feel about programs that are going to affect my community? I wasn't there, and I got people being killed every day on my block. I can't even go to the store without worrying about getting shot. So I want to know how the general manager feels about that. I want to know how they feel about this men's planning program. So I feel like what Lydia said is perfectly in order for what needs to happen. I agree with you.
And
as far as me is concerned, I feel like one of the reasons why we cannot have any type of, what's the word I'm looking for? We can't have any type of peace to take this done because people talk too much. Everybody wants to get taken out there. People just like act like they jockeying for positions of power. Because we can't pay attention. People talk too much.
And just a question. And then we're out of time. And just a question. I'm trying to get to everybody. I sincerely am. And to answer your question, now I blanked, but I had no point, but I'll think of it in a second. The next one on the queue was John Crumshaw.
May I just say very briefly that I chaired every meeting except the meeting that Gus chaired, and during that time I was completely satisfied that the process was being followed. We understood there was no question ever raised about the integrity of the process. I understood fully that the committee would go forward and would present the names. At the point that it was never mentioned or questioned. Nobody raised any questions concerning that issue. It declared me as chair at that time that it went through. And the process was completed.
Thank you very much. Leonard, you were next on the queue, and then
I just had her listen this summer to the very clear diligence process that she went through. I think it's possible to unravel, as was pointed out by Kim, everything that's been done. There's a very valid reason that was mentioned why the decision was necessary. What John proposed in executive session seems reasonable if people go ahead and say, yes, we can use your name, because legal liability is a relevant issue.
Yeah.
You can't undo a process that's already taken place when the people had a clear justification for why they did what they did, and there was no
comparison. We're at the maximum time where we still get 15 minutes to listen to comments to make them all aware. We have a motion on the table, and we also will end up needing a motion to accept this report. We have a motion that is second, and I think we need to call for a vote on that right now. We have an amendment from Jim Lafferty.
I have an amendment. First of all, I'll stick to the amendment. The 19 names, you said it was a pool of 19, that's the first I've heard of it. That's great.
You weren't there now, Kevin, you weren't on the board.
Sorry. Please, I'll let you go on interrupted. I will hold Summer down the best I can for any Summer.
I applaud what you did. I've never said anything in anything I've been writing or at this meeting to suggest that I don't have full confidence in anything we've done. My view as a lawyer is that we didn't follow the bylaws, not for any bad intent, but simply because it didn't come back to the board when it should under the bylaw, but the board finds to see those names before they were set up. That's all. Nobody wants to upset the process. My amendment to the motion is that entire 19-person pool be discussed, be shown to us in executive session. It violates no law in any country that I'm aware of, certainly not this one.
I'm speaking to
Jim Lafferty has an amendment to this motion. We need to vote on the amendment first. The amendment says we expect the 19 names reviewed in the executive session.
Just let us know who they were. I sitting here today, a board member, I don't know what they're saying. They show me that while I
didn't do it. Jazz and 19 names. We'll take a vote on that amendment to the motion before we vote on the motion. Everyone that agrees with that, vote aye.
Aye.
Anyone against it, vote nay.
Let me take a roll call.
Just a moment, we're going to do a quick roll call vote.
Oh, but they're not before the vote.
We do that move forward. So I'm going to take the vote. The amendment is to have the 19 names to the executive session so we can know who they are.
Just present it.
Thank you. And that's an amendment. So I'm calling for a vote. Ken Aaron, yea or nay?
Nay.
Nay. Chuck Anderson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Omar Burdett?
Yes.
John Crumshaw?
No.
Ariana Gladney?
Yes.
Leonard Eisenberg?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Okay, well, somebody answer the door letter.
What is letter?
Somebody from the audience answer.
What is letter? You know, I'd like to request the audience please not play games like that. That's really uncalled for. I'm looking down and I hear yes.
Can you repeat the motion?
The motion, the amendment to the motion to reveal the 19 names of the final pool of candidates in executive session.
Come on. Point of information, they are not the final pool. The final pool is four people.
No.
I will glad they're not. They're not the final pool.
Sherry, I'm back in parliamentarian. Can you just shed light on the month?
Well,